Hallelujah, hallelujah. Greetings to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today is another day for us to share on the daily devotional platform. I will straight away go on what we are actually supposed to do actually today. Today we will actually continue with the speaking to the rock, but here we will look at the power of the tank, the power of the tank. So let us kindly go to James chapter 3 verse 2 to 10. James 3 verse 2 to 10, and I read, "For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bit in the horse's mouth, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small hand, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and boasts greetings. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth, and the tongue is a fire, a wall of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defile the whole body, and set on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpent, and of things in the sea is tamed, and have been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith blessed be God, even the Father, and therewith cursed we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so." Lord, we thank you for the reading of the word. We ask that, Lord, may the Holy Ghost have his way this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, brethren, yesterday we actually started with a topic on this speaking to the rock. And today we want to also look at the power of the tank. Now, from yesterday's excerpt, when we are not saying that straightjacketly, in every condition you find yourself, then you have to automatically prove. Paul made me actually understand actually something, that in every condition he has learned actually to be content. So he knows what is tribulation. He knows what is when you have abundance, or like he knows all this actually condition. There is something that we have to learn as believers. The Bible made us understand that all things actually work together for good. Today, you see a lot of this kind of preachings that made you to believe as if a Christian should not go through trial or tribulation, trying to create the picture as if everything should be luxury. No, that is not what we are saying here. I have seen in the word of God whereby, people who work with God in every condition that they found themselves. Look at Job. Job lost everything. He said that God has given and God has taken. Hallelujah. That is how a believer should actually speak. When we look at even our father Abraham, in his condition, when he even didn't have a son for himself, the Bible let us know that when God told him that he will be a father of many nations, Abraham believed that. So he stood on the word of God. Even when the son came, and he and Isaac were actually moving to go and make a sacrifice. And Isaac asked him, where is the lamb for the sacrifice? Abraham said, he actually refused to speak negativity or actually anything. He said, God shall provide unto him a lamb. That is how a believer should speak. We have to refuse the negativity. Today is so, you know, common to see believers actually spewing out negativity in the condition that they found themselves. And sometimes these kind of things pour out discouragement and make things so worse. Hallelujah. But if we know our stand in the Word of God, we are walking in the Word of God, and we have a close relationship with the Word of God, we will refuse the negativity. We will not speak our own words. We will stand on the Word of God every condition in which we find ourselves. Because that is how God actually wanted us to be. He said, let our conversation be seasoned with salt, which is to edify, that can give grace unto somebody. Because what we spill out, what comes out of the mouth, it travels way around. I read some time ago in the spoken word, which is the spoken word book, when Abraham preached on the spoken word is the original seed. And he made a comment. He said, our words, our words that we utter, they travel long and come back to you later in the future. So as believers, we have to understand that what you spill out, because the Bible says that for life and death is on the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. Look at the children of Israel in their Exodus. Do you know that many of them will have to die, because of murmuring? They were murmuring, and some of them found themselves even murmuring against God and Moses. They tend to even say that, even if they had been even in Egypt, things could have been actually better than what they were going through. So these are some of the negativities that were actually spilling out from their mouth. But God actually wants us to speak the word of God. God wants us to stand on the word of God. Because the Bible made us understand that out of this mouth, should it come out that both cursing and blessing will come out of this mouth. And this could be actually some of the reasons why sometimes your words could not be operational. Your words could not bring out the very thing that you want it to do, all because we actually misuse this mouth. Out of this mouth, you see words of spirit of discord among brethren, sowing of discord among brethren. Out of this mouth, we destroy and mar the image of our own brethren. And this must not be so. Out of this mouth, we insult. Out of this mouth, we engage in quarreling. Out of this mouth, we use this mouth for so many things, which must not be so. And sometimes when these things are, you see that the same mouth that you are actually using to confess these evil things, it comes back to you in the future. Because the Bible says that for life and death is on the power of the tongue. I used to say, some time past, that the Bible says that, by the heart we believe, and by the mouth We do confessions unto what? Salvation. Now, when what we say, every time what you say is discouragement, what you say is hate speech which is without the truth, a hate speech which could sow even seed of discord, a hate speech which spurs out anger, a hate speech which brings out a lot of contentions. The Bible says that let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth. Not alone today do we see ourselves spewing out words of negativity. Yesterday, I brought up actually something when the children of Israel, some spies were sent to this Canaan fair land, and some of them came with evil report. But Caleb came out and said, no, we are able. They refused the negativity. They want to speak only the word of God. And that is how we Christians should learn. Today, we use the mouth for a lot of things. And these things are more of hindrances to us in our Christian journey. Because whatever you sow, and that is what you are reaping. And when we are using our mouth to speak these vile things, even about our brethren, even about our associates, even in our homes, and sometimes you see, couples spewing out vile things. We should know that whatever we are saying is as a seed, and one day you eat the fruit actually thereof. For example, when you are when you are telling your child that your child is arrogant, and this child, and nothing will come out of this child and all that, you should know that you are spewing works of negativity and sowing that seed in that child. And that also doesn't mean that you will not scold our children. So the word of God must be seen in every action. God's word must be seen in what we are doing. So that sometimes when it comes that even when things are not as how we want it, or when we are faced with the fears of this life, we have to position that in the word of God and see how best. God is not actually settling for anything than his word. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. And sometimes people may say what they are saying, but they are not believing what they are really saying. So out of the heart, we speak the word of God and stand on it. Hallelujah. And sometimes we have to understand that there is only one record, and that record, which is the testimony, and that is the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is the only truth. I believe that as a Christian, we don't have our own ways. Hallelujah. If your own ways could stand, unless it's being grounded by the word of God. So there is only one testimony, and that testimony is in his son, who is our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible made us understand that this record is true. If this record is true, in him is eternal life. Hallelujah. In Jesus Christ is eternal life. So if by virtue of our walk with God, our walk in this Christian life, hallelujah, we have found this refuge, then why not we abide in it? Because it said, if my word abide in you, and you also abide in me, whatsoever we ask, whatsoever, not just in little things or in small things, it said, whatsoever we ask, we will receive. And the Bible also made us, understand that there is only one record which the devil, the enemy, can never actually bypass. And that is the word of God. So, brother, sister, we have been given the word. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. That is the only thing that you can use to counter the devil. Sometimes the devil speaks out words of discouragement, even to make you even believe that even you are nothing and nothing and you can't go anywhere. And sometimes when the devil sometimes pours tribulation and trying to make you discouraged and waving you from the faith that the Lord has actually given unto you. God is just waiting on what is coming out of your mouth. Look at Job, with all what Job went through. Hallelujah. Satan just wanted Job just to curse God. To curse God. And then he will have it and say that, you see that your son, with all what you have done and all that, he was just playing the hypocrite. And that was what the devil was actually waiting for to hear from Job. But Job made a comment. He made a statement. He said, even if worms to actually destroy this flesh, he knows that one day, you will see his redeemer. And he believed that his redeemer liveth. He will see him one day. Hallelujah. So in everything that we find ourselves, we should know that all these things actually work actually together for good. And I believe as we have come to this holy actually congregation, when we look at the word of God, the Bible made us understand that when you read Colossians chapter 2, if you read the verse 14, Colossians chapter 2, verse 14, it said, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, hallelujah, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. Hallelujah. So we have to know that with everything that we are going through, God has actually given us the victory. And the Bible says that blotting out that those handwriting of ordinances that was against us. So sometimes the devil comes to you trying to remind you of your, your past, and trying to use your past against you, even sometimes your present actually condition. We have to know that the scripture, God's provided way, has taught us in all this thing to know that he has brought out all these written ordinances that were against us, which was contrary to us. He took it out of the way. Hallelujah. He took it out and nailed it on the cross and having spoiled principalities. So sometimes we have to watch it in God's word. Hallelujah. Watch it in God's word. Stand on the word of God. At times, the devil tried to use use words of men. Do you know that some men or some people's mouth is more like a poison? They pour out a serpentine poison. It's and that poison could come through a human being, as we saw in the book of Psalm chapter 58, verse 3-5. Hallelujah. It said, the wicked, when they come on earth, they are being estranged from birth, and they speak lies. So whatever comes from their mouth is all lies. And their mouth is like a poison. They speak, they have others' poison under their heart, beneath their tongue. So at times, even your associate, people that you go with, could speak out words of discouragement, words that will tarnish you or will actually destroy you. But as a believer, you look at the word of God and you speak God's word. You stand on the word of God. If it's a sickness, you know that the Bible says that he sent down his word to heal all our diseases. If it's discouragement, you know that God's word said he has brought out these written ordinances and he has nailed them on the cross by taking them away. At times, the devil makes us even sometimes when this false prophets try to spill out their added poison to make a family confused, to make a people confused, they pour out negativity. You have to stand on the word of God. What is God saying? Because the Bible, there's sacred scriptures has the inspiration of God. And whatever God said to us is more than whatever man is saying. And whatever God is saying, that is what we have to take. Hallelujah. He said, let God be true, but every man a liar. So this morning, I pray that God actually strengthen you, so that in every condition, you see the word of God as your absolute and as your everything. What God is saying is more than what man will tell you. If only you can judge your faith towards the word of God, which is to the saving of the soul. That is where our mindset should be. May God actually bless us. We will continue it in another time. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. Amen.